Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Sweeney! Pete Sweeney! Pete Sweeney! Pete Sweeney! Pete Sweeney!
It's that time of the week where we bring in our guy Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride. I think it's been a while since we had the Pete Sweeney intro on this show. You know, it's the off season, a couple weeks off, although the draft right around the corner. Pete, I got to start, though. I've heard rumors are that you got a sneak peek of a song that we will be, I guess, hearing at 12:30 today. Is this true?
Yeah. They say that you don't get a lot of perks at 610 Sports Radio. This is one of them for sure, that I get a sneak preview of these songs. And I'm not trying to blow steam up Cody. I'm not trying to provide false hype. I think this is the best song yet. I really do. I think people are in for a treat. I think they're going to be singing it to themselves all afternoon, and I'm excited to see the reaction here.
Okay. More listens today from 610 Sports Radio listeners, the Tortured Poets Society, or my new upcoming song, Mike L.
Yeah. Well, I do know that, there's obviously a ton of Swifties out there. I know Lance is the leader of the Codies. And if Lance is answering to this, I know that he's going to say that many more people will be listening to your song, Cody.
Have you, just out of curiosity, have you over at Arrowhead Pride started to break down the album and the songs that might be about Travis? Obviously, everyone's speculating Alchemy for sure, but there's a few others in the mix.
Yeah, we've been evaluating. I got a couple of team members on that. We're piercing through So High School at the moment, and we'll continue. I mean, it was a Drake number of songs. I've always gotten on Drake for this. He just releases like 35 songs, and four happen to be good. I mean, what's the percentage on that? I mean, that's more of an Alex question, I'm sure. But she did. She shot a lot of shots. This is the Russell Westbrook Taylor Swift album for sure.
A double album, I believe. Surprise people. 31 songs. You were just on the call though with Chiefs general manager Brett Veach as he was talking ahead of next week's draft. What was the biggest thing that stood out to you? Because I kind of centered around the left tackle conversation.
Yeah, I think every offseason we're really always transfixed on one or two positions, and I think for all of us, it has been consensus wide receiver and offensive tackle. I think wide receiver is a little bit interesting just because even before the Rashee Rice situation, I figured that they would add two receivers in the draft. I still feel that way. If anything, the Rashee Rice situation and maybe missing, we're not breaking this down, but maybe one to four games would make you even need a receiver maybe a little bit more. I'm not sure how much it changes everything, but I know we're looking at the receiver position. It seemed like Brett Veach felt the same way that I did going into the press conference, that they were looking at that anyway. And then I think really, truly, because they did add Hollywood Brown at that position, the biggest position battle will be left tackle, I think, going into training camp. It's the blind side of Patrick Mahomes. I know there's more respect for right tackles nowadays than there used to be, but this is a key position to just make sure that he stays on his feet. Right now, the guy is Wanya Morris. I thought Brett Veach was refreshingly forthcoming just about the idea that maybe Morris isn't that guy. They felt good about some things, not so good about others. He more or less confirmed that there will be a competitor brought in. And I wonder if that is with the top pick, if again, I think they need to fall in what I've been starting to call the Trent McDuffie range, which is 21 to 31. But an offensive lineman, an offensive tackle falls within that range, I think the Chiefs will be making calls.
What about, so when he talked about wide receiver, he continues, and you had an article up, we referenced it yesterday on the show at Arrowhead Pride, that said the Chiefs are not willing to give up on Tony. Can I just ask why? Because I'm ready. Like, I'm more than willing to just be like, it was good, fun experiment, good times. They won a couple Super Bowls. It's fine. But I'm more than ready to just be like, I'm good on Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, I think, well, you have him under contract right now. I think there's no chance the Chiefs pick up that fifth-year option, similar to how they felt with Clyde. And I think if you throw away last year, and I know that's part of the equation, but if you throw away last year and look what he was able to do the year before, even strictly from a returning standpoint, I think that's where you lean into what Tony could do. The off-the-field distraction is only okay if he's producing on the field, and I think he's had an availability problem, and so that's kind of bled into his story as well. But I think if you look at this team, Mecole Hardman isn't back. I know that everyone wants to hop on the LRZ train and think that that's the answer, but this team needs to identify a returner, and the returner that they pick, it's not necessarily the same return as it's been in previous years. I think this is going to be an incredibly important part of the game. I mean, they're trying to get returns on every kick now. It's a vast difference from last year, and that position is very, very, very key, and I think it's going to provide teams that treat it seriously a huge advantage, because, you know, in years past, we've always talked about, like, what would it look like if Patrick Mahomes was always starting on 30, 40-yard line? With them enhancing the return and wanting returns, that is just such an important position. It's going to be an advantage to return and not have it be a touchback. And so I think that's part of the energy. Like, if you can keep Tony's head on straight off the field, if you can keep his body healthy, perhaps he could be one of the better players at that position, and the Chiefs always look for every advantage. So I think maybe some of that energy comes from the return game.
I'm with you on the return game. I only wonder, though, correct me if I'm wrong, this new change to kickoffs is a one-year trial run, right? I mean, if the league hates it, if the coaches hate it, then it's gone. So I Tony's only got a year left on his contract anyway, so it's not jeopardizing anything long-term. I how many teams are going to make a huge shift there when there's a chance that a year from now we're talking about kickoffs either not existing or it's an even different change than what if this doesn't work out this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. I think a lot of times, I mean, I don't have the numbers on this, not like I looked it up coming into this interview, but a lot of times the one-year trial becomes permanent. I think the outlier that you saw in it was the pass interference.
Right.
That could be reversed. I think the NFL, I guess Chiefs included in that, want this to work, right? I think referees essentially got together in a almost like a colluding effort to say, we're not doing this. Then they just stick it out. Whereas I think they want to make returns part of the game. And I think we've seen it work in other leagues, you know, obviously a lot less eyeballs than the NFL. And so, you know, for me, I just think that this will be something that lasts. But you make a good point, I think, for keeping Tony. It's only 1 year commitment. And if it is only 1 year and there isn't as much use for him next year, the Chiefs walk away. And just because I'm saying this doesn't mean I think he's certainly making the 53-man roster. If you do the math, and we don't need to go through it, but let's say they do add two receivers in the draft, those guys are making it. They probably have three mainstays. If you're keeping seven, then you're looking at a decision to make between Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, and Justin Ross. And so that becomes a tough decision of who to say goodbye to from there. So it's all about, you know, the roster construction. And I think Toney has a shot here, but again, he's got to have a good training camp.
6 days ahead of the draft, Pete, do you still think it's more likely they just stay at 32, trade up, or trade down?
Yeah, I think that, and I know that Brett addressed this in the press conference, I think the Chiefs are having a lot more trouble getting teams to play ball with them than maybe they'd even want to let on in like the public eye. It's hard to trade up because I think the Chiefs have been so damn good at this that it's gotten like almost to the point of like the Tampa Bay Rays in baseball or some of these small market teams of like, well, the Rays, or, you know, in this case, the Chiefs are calling us, which player do they want and why don't we want that player?
Mm-hmm.
and if you're an AFC team, it's probably like, oh, God, do we want to make them better, you know, at this point. And so, you know, I think, you know, you factor that part in, it becomes 32. And then if they don't have a player that they like love, I think they're probably trying to trade out. And I think teams are more apt to trade with them to trade in than trade out. And so, if I'm answering that question, I think the most likely thing, all things considered, is trading down. You know, even considering last year when I know they tried to trade down to get out of the pick, which was Felix. I think they liked Felix, just wanted to take him a few picks later, thought they might be able to. And so I think the effort by the time you get to the draft will be trying to trade out of the draft like we saw so many years ago with the Chris Jones situation.
If they took a defensive lineman in the first round, I think that's another possibility outside the two positions you mentioned. Does that say something about Felix and Udike Uzomah? If they were willing to spend another first-round pick on defensive line?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, I think they always felt like Felix was a little bit young, a little bit raw. I think if this were a conversation next year and Felix would play the same amount of snaps, for sure, definitely. I think what was telling from the Brett Breach press conference today is, and this was my question I started off, was about offensive tackle and wide receiver. And he more or less said, well, you know, we're also considering our next needs, which they eye, as you were describing, as defensive line and cornerback. And so there is the scenario where, let's say, they try to pick up the phone and go and get a receiver or tackle. Doesn't work out like they exactly what happened last year. I believe they were trying to target Zay Flowers. And you know, they end up having to pick there, they may take the best cornerback or the best defensive lineman on their board if they can't find a trade partner where they feel like they're getting value back. And so I think those are the tier two needs. And I think it has less to do with Felix personally than it does, like, let's continue to load up these rooms that are starting to get a little lighter when it comes to the depth.
Pete Sweeney, our Chiefs insider from Arrowhead Pride, he joins us during the football season on Fridays. And when we got draft, when we got free agency heating up and all that kind of stuff, we like to have Pete Sweeney join us. So appreciate it, man, and we'll check in next week.
Thank you to you, Alex, and Cody. I mean, you're the sunshine for me on a cloudy day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.